All right, let's play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have Susie, Lucy, and Layla on the phone. How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Oh, we are good. We're doing very, very well. Are you ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yes.
Good. Whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
Okay, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to ask you 5 questions in a minute. She's still in the room. She refuses to leave. No, I'm totally kidding. She's That'd be great. I'm not leaving. No, she's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. But producer Stevie joins me in studio. She's keeping track of the score. You know how the game works. I'll ask you 5 questions. There's a timer involved. So just make sure you give me that answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's her turn to answer the 5 questions, which then she will do. If you've answered more correctly than Jen, you get the limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt. If she answers more correctly, then she's won the game. She doesn't get anything. But if it is a tie, we'll go to a tie breaker question. So here we go. Question number 1. Myles Garrett was stopped for speeding again. He was pulled over for on Route 71 in Wayne County for allegedly going 94 in a 70. Now, Myles Garrett's girlfriend medaled in which Winter Olympic sport just days ago?
Skiing.
Question number 2. The NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame game has been announced. You have the Arizona Cardinals taking on the Carolina Panthers on August 6th. Now, thanks to a Super Bowl commercial, now the reference is that the Pro Football Hall of Fame is shaped like a what?
What do you think? Football? A football?
Let's go with the football as you move to question number 3. Sources close to Tate McRae say that she's exclusively dating U.S. hockey champion Jack Hughes. Which Tate McRae song has these lyrics? We make up, then we break up, then they swear they'll never call me. I still keep their number and their necklace. Do you know the name of that Tate McRae song?
X's Kisses to My Ex.
Nice job. You didn't even need a timer for that
my
one.
My Daughters for the Win.
I love that. Daughters for the Win,
it's
right?
A great song.
I didn't even get a chance. It is a great song. I didn't even get a chance to hit the timer. You knew that so well. Very proud of you. Okay, question number 4. Apparently, Netflix has shown interest in bringing Amy Robach and TJ Holmes' relationship to the screen. So they have expressed doing so in a series or maybe a film based on their love story. Now, Amy Robach's ex, his name is Andrew Hsu, is an actor known for his role as Billy Campbell on which television series that ran from 1992 to 1999?
Oh, that should be me. I don't know. A random guy. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I should have went with more Tate McRae questions. Yeah. You knew that right away. I love that so much. question number 5. Did Jamie Lee Curtis just misspeak? What in the world is going on? So Jamie Lee Curtis, who guests in the upcoming 5th season of The Bear, mentioned that the upcoming season was the last one of the series. Here's the quote. I think everybody understood that it was the last season of the show. If it isn't, well, I've just completely blown it. End quote. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis is an Oscar-winning actress in the Best Supporting Actress category for which 2022 film?
No. Girl, I don't know. Oh, we're terrible.
This you are not terrible. You were having fun. We appreciate having you on. So you have answered the 5 questions. We're going to let you know how you did. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio so she can answer those same 5 questions in 4 minutes. Remember, tomorrow morning at 7:10 on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, we play a round of Refuse the Cruise.
All right, my gosh. You're making it worse.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it. I wish it was Friday at 7:10. All right. We're continuing with the game. Jen obviously is back into the room. We have Susie. We have Lucy. We have Layla. They answered 5 questions a minute ago. How did they do?
They got 1.
All right, guys.
1 correct.
I've tied at 1 before and lost in a tiebreaker. Don't you worry.
The girls are just excited to be here.
We're excited
to have you.
Yes, we are. We're very, very excited. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions, and we'll see how she does. All right, here we go. Question number 1. Myles Garrett was stopped for speeding again. He was pulled over on 71 in Wayne County for allegedly going 94 in a 70.
They need to up his ticket price. 155?
155, nothing.
It's not like
he's been speeding before.
Yeah. This one's not as bad as sometimes. 94.
Miles' girlfriend meddled in which Winter Olympic sport just days ago?
I forget. Snowboarding?
It was snowboarding. Question number two. Huh, let's keep it going. The NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame
Please don't ask me offense or defense.
The Arizona Cardinals. That's out of season. That's out of season yet.
Thank God.
We'll take on the Carolina Panthers on August 6th. Now, thanks to the Super Bowl commercial, now the reference is that the Pro Football Hall of Fame is shaped like a blank.
A juicer.
It is like a juicer.
I mean, it is.
Did you buy one of those or you did not buy it?
I did not.
Okay. Question number three. Sources close to Tate McRae say that she's exclusively dating U.S. hockey champion Jack Hughes. Jen, which Tate McRae song has these lyrics? We make up, then we break up, then they swear they never call me. I still keep their number in their necklace.
That's Sports Car.
Oh, my.
I don't know.
Susie, Lucy, Layla, tell her which song it is.
Kisses to my exes.
There you go.
Oh,
exes.
Good job.
Question number four. Apparently, Netflix has shown interest in bringing Amy Robach and TJ Holmes' relationship to the screen. They've expressed interest in doing a series or maybe a film based on their love story. Now, Amy's ex, Andrew Hsu, is an actor maybe best known for his role as Billy Campbell on which television series it ran from 1992 to 1999.
Melrose Place.
It was Melrose Place. Throwback. Question number five. Did Jamie Lee Curtis just misspeak? What happened here? So she guests on the upcoming fifth season of The Bear, and she mentioned that the upcoming season was the last one for the series. And I quote, I think everybody understood that this was the last season of the show. If it isn't, then I've completely blown it, end quote. Jamie Lee Curtis is an Oscar-winning actress in the Best Supporting Actress category for which 2022 film?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah!
What's happening?
What is happening? Yes, it is! Best Supporting Actress.
This is terrible.
I can't believe I got that. Wow.
I feel like that's almost one of those when you don't know, you know how you will just guess Wizards of Waverly Place. I feel like Everything, Everywhere, All at Once comes out more than once.
Yes, but that's I feel like it. That was like kind of like in the back of my mind somewhere. Good. Yeah, well,
great. It was a great job. Wow. Final totals there, Stevie.
Susie, Lucy, Layla, 1, Jen, 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm glad you got to play, though.
And you got the one that Jen, the one that Jen missed. They got it.
How about that?
It's like reverse. It is.
So that's great. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. If you're heading to school, we hope you certainly have a great day. If you're not heading to school, we hope you have a great day anyway. But you know what you need to say.
We did not trump Tui.
Carmella and Michael are going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Good.
Good. Are you ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm glad. So why don't you go ahead and start the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Jen, may you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, guys.
All right. So Jen leaves the room. Producer Stevie does not leave the room. She stays in the studio with me, keeping track of that score. Jen's in the hallway now, so we're going to ask you five questions. Always a quick reminder that there is a timer, so just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer before we bring Jen back in to answer the same five questions. All right, let's get to it. Their first of five questions begins here. It's only been a week, but there's already a frontrunner for the 2026 fan vote at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Phil Collins in the lead, followed by New Edition and then Pink. Which of those three artists would you like to see get inducted? Once again, Phil Collins, New Edition, or Pink?
Phil Collins.
There you go. Why not? Question number two. Niall Horan has kept his fans waiting long enough, and he's finally announced his new single called Dinner Party. The track will be in the hands of fans on March 20th. Which other former member of One Direction is releasing a new album this month, and the title is Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally? Who's going to be releasing that album?
Harry Styles?
Question number three. I think it's always a good guess when you're talking about One Direction. All right.
Yeah,
question,
one in doubt.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you go with Harry Styles. Question number three. The popular and critically acclaimed ABC series Abbott Elementary has been renewed for a sixth season. So season five is currently underway with season six slated to air this fall. Which city in Pennsylvania is Abbott Elementary set in? Once again, which city in Pennsylvania is Abbott Elementary set in?
West Philadelphia.
Question number four. Josh Duhamel is bringing the fight to the schoolyard in his new comedy Preschool. So he is set to not only direct, but also star in the movie. Now, Preschool, by the way, is going to be available digitally on March 17th. So on St. Patrick's Day. Which pop star was Josh Duhamel married to from 2009 to 2019?
Mom.
Was it Fergie?
There you go.
Was it Fergie?
I don't think I realized they were married that long. Did you, Stevie?
No.
I knew it was a while, but for 10 years? Yeah. I didn't realize that. Question number five. You're
so
doing well so
quick,
far.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Question number five. Netflix has announced the four seasons will return for season two on May 28th with eight new episodes. Now, the series follows six friends who take four vacations together over a year, and it was created by Tina Fey. Which 2004 hit teen comedy film did Tina Fey write and co-star in as a math teacher?
You said 2004?
Oh, there's the timer on that one. So now we're going to see how you did, and then Jen answers those same five questions in 3 minutes. Jen's back into the studio. Let's continue on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. So we have Carmelo. We have Michael answering five questions a minute ago. It's time to reveal how they did.
They got four.
Oh!
Oh, yay!
Four of five.
Good job.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Michael's been on three times before.
There you go.
He's a pro.
Michael's a pro. Absolutely. That's just what I was going to say. All right. Well, you got four of five. Let's see if it holds up. Remember, if you win, limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt will be yours. Question number one. It's only been a week, but there's already a front runner in the 2020 fan vote at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Phil Collins is in the lead, followed by New Edition and then Pink. Which of those threes would you like to see get inducted?
Pink.
Which of those three? All right, Pink is fine. Question number two. Niall Horan has kept his fans waiting long enough and finally announced his new single. It's called Dinner Party, and it'll be available on March 20th. Which other former member of One Direction is releasing a new album this month titled Kiss All the Time? Disco Occasionally.
Harry Styles.
It is Harry Styles. As we move to question number three, the popular and critically acclaimed ABC series Abbott Elementary has been renewed for a sixth season. By the way, season five, so that is currently underway with season six slated to air this fall. What city in Pennsylvania is Abbott Elementary set in?
Philadelphia.
It is Philadelphia. As we move to question number four.
She knows it would never be a Pittsburgh answer.
Correct.
I wouldn't even ask
that because you would exactly.
We would play four question Trump Tui if the answer to that was the P word.
Well, good news, it wasn't.
All right, we're going to go question number four. Josh Duhamel is bringing the fight to the schoolyard in his new comedy Preschool, so he's set to direct and also star in the movie. Preschool is going to be available in digital starting on St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. Which pop star was Josh Duhamel married to from 2009 to 2019?
Fergie.
It was Fergie. You know they were married that long? 10 years. I mean, we knew it was a while.
I did. No.
We were talking about that when you're out of the studio. So 10 years.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know they were married.
So. Oh. Whoa.
I mean, well, that's right in your wheel. 2009.
I have a kid.
I was a kid. I didn't care who was married to who.
The kid's name's Axel.
And yeah, stay away from those names. Jen always knows those celebrity baby names. Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Oh,
Stevie,
yeah.
So fun. So fun. Thanks.
I know you love the tiebreaker.
Just so much.
She is a big, big fan of the tiebreaker.
I am not.
I hate the tiebreaker.
Question number five. Netflix has announced the four seasons will return for season two. This is happening on May 28th with eight new episodes. The series follows six friends who take four vacations together over a year and was created, co-created by Tina Fey. Which 2004 hit teen comedy film did Tina Fey write and also co-star in as the math teacher?
Mean Girls.
It was Mean Girls. Final totals.
Michael and Carmella 4, Jen 5.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Close.
That's okay.
Got them all. I was thinking you might be question 3. You got it right. All right.
I can't believe it.
Good battle. We appreciate that, but you know what you need to say.
We are Michael and Carmella, and we did not Trump 2.